The Old State House Museum in Boston is the stage for a new play about the true story of a man who pushed to abolish slavery in Massachusetts. The play is titled The Petition. It tells the story of Prince Hall, a free black man and abolitionist in colonial Boston. WBUR's Jerome Campbell saw the play and spoke with the playwright, and he joins us now. Good morning, Jerome.
Good morning, Deb.
So who was Prince Hall, and why is he the focus of this play?
Well, Prince Hall was a free black man who worked as a leather worker in colonial Boston. Hall petitioned for the liberty of black enslaved people, and the play shows us how Bostonians and British subjects challenge Hall's efforts to free the enslaved.
But history tells us that Hall was not successful.
Right. The play shows us that even before the inception of the country, there were already calls for the freedom of people in bondage. Hall petitioned to abolish slavery in Massachusetts three times before the state abolished slavery in 1783. This play focuses on an earlier petition in 1774, and what's fascinating about it is that it takes place in the Old State House Museum, where some of those actual conversations took place.
And this is immersive theater where audience members participate, right?
Yeah, when I attended the play, the audience sat around a table in the middle of the room while the actors performed.
And what does this show us about that period?
Well, the playwright Cliff Odell says the 1774 petition was a ripe time in American history. You have Thomas Jefferson and George Washington wrestling with the idea of their own freedom from British rule while enslaving people. Here's a part of the play where the actor Stephen Sampson, who plays Prince Hall, calls out that paradox.
The language of freedom espoused by the Sons of Liberty has always been our language. It was ours before any of them knew how to speak. This is just our time to give it the proper voice.
And the actors in the play are talking about that period, but their words seem also so relevant today.
This month is the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first enslaved black people in the U.S. There has been a lot of reflection on how the country depended on slavery. How does this play deal with that?
Odell is not critiquing the slave master. Instead, the play focuses on Prince Hall's white ally, Joseph Warren, who was a revered Boston doctor at the time. He's also seen by some as a martyr after dying in the Battle of Bunker Hill. Some believe Warren had the clout to rival George Washington as the first president of the United States.
But?
There is a but. We find out that Warren owned an enslaved person, whom he purchased to help negotiate the rent for his medical office. And while Warren expressed support for abolition, he stopped supporting Hall to instead fight for the right of white colonists. Here's the actor Alex Jacobs, who plays Warren, telling Hall that the priority should be on winning against British rule, which he argues would be best for all people.
It is not my intention to demean the situation, Mr. Hall, but given the complexities of the problems that all colonists have with the crown, we need to look to priorities.
But of course, freedom from the British did not improve the life of enslaved people. It was not the answer slaves or abolitionists were looking for.
So, Jerome, as we said, you spoke with playwright Cliff Odell, and what did he say about this situation and the tension about Dr. Warren?
Well, Odell says he doesn't critique Warren as an indictment, but a call for white allies to step up.
Now, many people that were abolitionists were not necessarily arguing for equality. But the thing is, unless you are arguing for equality, your job is not done. Unless you are arguing and agitating for people to have the same rights that you already have, unless you are willing to put your privilege on the line, the job is not done.
And Odell's seeking to show that the inaction of white supporters like Joseph Warren in part kept black people enslaved. The play makes it clear that Warren's support could have made a difference in liberating black people sooner. But he instead chose the liberation of his people, and that did not include black people in bondage. Odell is showing that what happened in the past has some sort of connection to what's happening now.
As a country, we haven't found a way to really address these matters in a way that, you know, is satisfying for everyone, in a way where black folks feel empowered, and in a way where white folks don't feel threatened.
Odell says that the play's goal is to be the first in many conversations about race and justice here in America. And the goal is that audiences will leave this place and have this dialogue with other people.
All right. WBUR's Jerome Campbell talking about the play The Petition, which is showing in the Old State House Museum through September 29th. Thanks for being with us, Jerome.
Thanks, Deb.